This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bites with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. And on the show today, we are asking you...
Have you bought a branded face mask? Why or why not? Poll results, 83.3%, no, 16.7%, yes. And I guess there's some confusion when you say branded, when you mean by branded, right?
Exactly. We're not talking about like the Burberry branded mask, but if you have bought one of those, you know, let us know how that one is going. Or the LV kind. We're talking about, you know, reusable face masks with maybe your favorite brand's logo on it,
right.
You know, or masks that are made specifically by your brand. As merchandise as well. 018-789-8899 on Twitter on WhatsApp at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a bunch of messages to come back to, but first I thought we'd give you an update on what's going on with TikTok, because
yes,
plenty happened over the weekend. So U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he supported a deal in principle that would allow TikTok to continue to operate in the U.S., even as it appeared to conflict with his earlier order for China's ByteDance to divest the video app. So ByteDance was racing to avoid a crackdown on TikTok this weekend after the U.S. Commerce Department said on Friday that it would block new downloads and updates to the app come Sunday, which is Monday morning Malaysian time. This comes as U.S. officials had expressed concern that the personal data of as many as 100 million Americans that use the app were being passed on to China's Communist Party government.
Mm.
Trump signed an executive order in mid-August giving ByteDance 90 days to sell TikTok. Then the deal announced on Saturday, however, is structured as a partnership rather than a divestment. Now, TikTok will be owned by a new company called TikTok Global and will be headquartered in the U.S., possibly in Texas, Trump said. Oracle Corp will take a 12.5% stake in TikTok Global and store all its U.S. user data on its cloud to comply with U.S. national security requirements. Walmart will take a 7.5% stake in TikTok Global. So altogether, you're coming up to about 20%. It was not immediately clear what spurred the White House to compromise on its push for an outright sale of TikTok, but the deal comes with pledges that cater to Trump's America First policy agenda. It also averts alienating TikTok's young users ahead of the U.S. elections come November, right? ByteDance agreed to also create 25,000 new U.S. jobs at TikTok, up from a little over 1,000 now. So if TikTok Global is headquartered in Texas, that would bring 25,000 new jobs to Texas as well, and that would make Mr. Trump very happy.
Mm.
Of course, Trump, who had previously called on companies such as Oracle and Walmart to pay the U.S. a fee to participate in the TikTok deal, said that there would also be a $5 billion U.S. dollar education fund as part of the deal. And this is what he said to a rally of supporters in North Carolina over the weekend. He said, "I said, you know, do me a favor. I can't do the Trump voice.
Do me a favor. Could you put up $5 billion into a fund for education so we can educate people in the real history of a country, not the fake history?"
That wasn't bad, Frida. Yeah, okay. But, you know, so that's what Trump said at that rally in North Carolina. But Oracle and Walmart described the agreement quite differently. They said that together with ByteDance's top investors, they would create an educational initiative to deliver an AI-driven online video curriculum for children, you know, from basic reading and math to science and history, computer engineering and stuff like that. So that's how the stories kind of differ on both ends. The companies did not say how much they would spend on the education initiative. However, they said that TikTok Global would pay more than $5 billion in new taxes to the U.S. Treasury. So I guess it's just the way Mr. Trump is looking at it.
You know, when you look at this, right, there's so much urgency to an app that just gets people dancing. I get it. And then there's this worry about privacy. And, you know, it works the other way as well. How do I ensure that my privacy is safe in the US, right? I mean, a lot of apps that we use are American, you know, based as well. You know, if there was just as much urgency when it comes to guns, that would be, you know,
Yes. But, you know, a lot of people are saying that, I think there was an article that was released in The Star just this morning about how TikTok is actually a language for youngsters. I mean, maybe for us, we don't really understand it, Frida.
No.
I mean, we're still struggling with WhatsApp, right? But TikTok is a language for the new generation, and they learn from it, they communicate with it, they express themselves with it. So I guess this is something that Trump will want to get sorted before the elections. If not, he risks alienating all the millions of youngsters who are out there going to be voting for the first time, possibly. So,
right.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on what happens with TikTok in the US. Of course, you know, this is a story very close to many of our TikTok fans on the enterprise team. So we'll be sure to keep you posted on that. But, you know, coming back to our top story, have you bought a branded face mask? We have so many messages to get to, but a quick look at the poll shows that 90% say no on Instagram. 10% say yes, they have purchased a branded face mask. On Twitter, it's about 83.6% who say no to 16.4% who say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just go through some of the messages we have on Instagram. Kelvin says, where got money to buy? Hiya. Fazli says, Uniqlo's Airism material is very comfortable. We've got Tay, who says not necessary. We've got Mei Fui, who says she does it to support local businesses. Maxumi says, you know, why should I if there is a cheap face mask? I guess, you know, everybody's looking at the price as well. We've got Gwen, who says super pricey. I want to support local businesses who make handmade
masks.
Yes,
right? That's good.
Ruma says he is looking for a mask deal that's below ₱1 per piece. And we've got Leah Mohamed Noor, who says generally due to the pricing and also it may not be compliant to the standards. I'm sorry we don't have time to go through all your messages, but thank you so much for chiming in on our conversation today. Of course, our top story was about how, you know, brands have turned to face masks for branding. And I think it seems to be working for some of them. Mm. And then we moved on to
the Amazon going very aggressively into India.
Yes. And finally, that story about how President Donald Trump has given the nod to TikTok Global's new deal. Of course, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast will be up on our website within the hour. You can also find our podcast on the BFM app, on Spotify, on iTunes, or anywhere else you enjoy your podcast fix. Frida Liu and myself will be back again tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But till then, here's some Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Sacrilege. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. Tomorrow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.